555 has been extended at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Yes, through October 31st, you can still get up to 5 years, no interest, 5 months, no payments, and even up to 5% same-day order savings at your initial consultation. But that's not the only reason to upgrade now to Pella Windows and Doors. You see, while others will say you'll have to wait 3 to 4 months or more for installation, order today, and Pella of Wisconsin can install in as little as 8 weeks. You heard me right, 8 weeks. Better still, every installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. And the Pella Wisconsin team can complete installation in as little as 1 day. More good news, in addition to 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number one by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Stop by the Pella Experience Center, get directions, and set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
This is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back, Joe Giganti, your Regular Joe with you here on this Thursday morning. With a great honor to bring on with me, joining me from the hotline, someone that millions of music lovers know has carved a permanent place in rock and roll's history, selling more than 40 million albums, performing more than 6,750, and I love this term, high-octane concerts, and continuing to set attendance records at venues around the globe, has another album coming out soon, but also many of you know him as one of the nation's most outspoken proponents of our First and Second Amendment rights, conducting thousands of pro-gun, pro-freedom, pro-America interviews in major media throughout the world. He's just been appointed national spokesperson for Hunter Nation, uniting hunters to protect our American values of God, family, and country. He's a recipient of a myriad of commendations from state police, sheriff's departments, the FBI, police agencies. Ted Nugent has been lauded for his work with Big Brothers and Big Sisters and Pass It On outdoor mentor programs, as well as being the ambassador for Exodus Place, which advances the goal of zero veteran homelessness in the state of Michigan, and works with Operation Finally Home to provide quality mortgage-free housing for our wounded and disabled veterans. He was named Detroit's greatest guitar player of all time by readers of MLive. His award-winning Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild television show just celebrated its 500th episode, and his Spirit Campfire podcast, which launched in 2020, has now a worldwide following. Please welcome the one and only Ted Nugent. Good morning, sir. How are you?
In a fine October morning to you, Joe. Now, after that introduction, I haven't heard that in a long time. I don't know whether I need some rest or I should just adjust my halo. Man, I'm a busy guy.
I was just going to say, do you sleep? I mean, my goodness, when do you take a break?
Actually, me and my hunting dogs, we sleep like rocks, man, because this is the time of year we're celebrating the absolute source of my spirit and my energy. And a big greetings to you, Joe, and all my blood brothers and the hunting, fishing, trapping, conservation families of Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin.
It is a great state, and we are so happy you were here. Last week, I believe, you were up you're in Madison, which makes you a pilgrim in an unholy land. But I appreciate you doing it nonetheless. Talking about some hunting bills that are going through, tell us about why you came to the state and what you're doing on that front.
Well, you know, number one, I'm about to celebrate my 73rd clean and sober birthday. So when you're clean and sober for 73 years and you wallow in the spirit of the great outdoors all your life. This is my 73rd deer season. I was on my dad's back in the camps of Michigan in 1949. Now, that year, at the age of 10 months, I didn't kill anything, but it didn't take long for me to catch up. So my point is that you ask what's going on. Number one, I care. I'm one of these we the people that demand my God-given right and duty, responsibility to experiment in self-government and keep our elected employees in line based on their oath to the Constitution. Stop me when I get too radical for you.
Oh, no, you're preaching my gospel, man. Keep going.
It's literally considered radical now, but it's the most fundamental responsibility of a free American. So that's why everybody attacks me, because there's a bunch of numbnuts out there that don't believe that individual Americans are actually autonomous. But I know that Wisconsin conservation families, hunting, fishing, trapping, the shooting sports, farmers, ranchers, just working hard, playing hard families in Wisconsin, they want to simplify the ridiculous, arbitrary, punitive, capricious regulations that are chasing families out of the sport of hunting, chasing us away from the great outdoors, and putting wildlife in the liability column, wolves, black bears, sandhill cranes. Those precious wildlife resources belong in the asset column. Value, utility, family hours of recreation, generating gazillions of dollars throughout Wisconsin and America when we buy licenses and fees and permits and sporting goods and food and groceries and gas and lodging and food plot equipment and all the paraphernalia that goes with the gazillion-dollar hunting industry at revenue generation out there. So I see the regulations in Wisconsin, because I hear from Wisconsin hunters all the time, Joe, and they're going, you know, my farming buddies, they're getting their crops destroyed by these sandhill cranes, and the sandhill crane is an official U.S. Fish and Wildlife migratory game bird. It's hunted across the land. It's known as a ribeye in the sky. It's one of the most delicious, you know, flesh on the planet, and probably the most nutritious and healthy. And instead of allowing us to turn it into an asset, buy licenses, take the family out to kill some sandhill cranes, saving the agriculture depredation, generating enormous family hours of recreation and revenues. Instead of that, they're taking our tax dollars. They're shooting them with the USDA hunters. Why are there USDA hunters? Why would the United States Department of Agriculture have a hunting arm? Why would they do that? Why would they be able to take our tax dollars and kill these magnificent ribeyes in the sky and then leave them to rot or bury them in a hole in the ground? I mean, that's just immoral. So we're fighting stupid laws that are hurting the conservation lifestyle.
Well, think about it. Everyone talks about how do we cut budgets, right? You know, there's no such thing as excess spending in the government, which is complete bunk. But if you're paying hunters, right, we have people that are more than willing to go out and hunt these cranes, as you said. And also, you talk about the Green New Deal people, all the granolas. They talk about, oh, you've got to take care of things. Well, how beautiful is it if you eat what you hunt? You know what I mean? This is a way that we perpetuate people's health, taking care of families, providing food, not to mention the money, as you said, upwards, by the way, of $3.5 billion per year in this state that's generated from almost a million hunters in the state. So again, if done right, which is get the government out of the way, 99% of the time, the first solution is get the government out of the way. You wouldn't need to pay any USDA hunters. There'd be plenty of hunters that go do it on their own.
You know, and nobody from the other side will dare debate me, because all they've got is lies. They hate hunters. They hate the act of conservation, which is the wise use, the respectful, reverential use of God's renewable resources. I mean, what kind of numbnut doesn't believe in backstraps? You know, Joe, so it's like I'm arm wrestling a torso. These people got nothing but nonsense in a concrete, you know, paradigm. They wouldn't know a pterodactyl from a dove, and they're trying to dictate policy. So I'm so proud of what Hunter Nation. I want everybody to go to hunternation.org. Hunternation.org. We've got boots on the ground in all 50 states because I so love this hunting lifestyle. It's really what's kept me caught, locked, and ready to rock the Glock around the clock, Dr. Spock. I'm healthy, and I have a lot of spirit for an old 73-year-old man, and it's because of my hunting lifestyle. The healing powers of nature are unique and just universally powerful for all of us who get beyond the pavement and let the spirit of the wild cleanse our souls. So hunternation.org have been fielding these complaints by hunters across the nation that they're quitting. They're not buying licenses or going hunting anymore because they got busted for not having their bow in a case. What the hell role does a bow case play in wildlife conservation? And with all the turkeys in Wisconsin and all across America, more turkeys, Joe, than ever in recorded history. And it's so complicated. Most states' laws just open the damn season, sell the licenses, and let mom and dad decide when their son and daughter is ready to go hunting. What bureaucrat could possibly think they have the decision-making authority to decide when little Johnny or Susie can go hunting instead of mom or dad? I'm offended by the toxicity of bureaucracy out there, and I hope people go to hunternation.org and once again wildlife can only be one of two things, Joe, either an asset or a liability. And when you've got crop depredation permits for black bears in Wisconsin, and the wolf is dangerously overpopulated, and the sandhill cranes are being immorally wasted, we could turn them into assets from liabilities tonight if people would just get their head out of their ass.
Well, you know, this kind of encapsulates everything we've been seeing in these past 18 months, though. You ask the question of what bureaucrat is. The sad reality is they really do think they can tell us what's best for us, whether it's hunting, whether it's whether our kids should go to school or they have to sit at home and be afraid. All of these things we've been facing, it really encapsulates this concept of what separates people like yourself and me, where we think it's the, you know, the individual gets to make that decision. They have the right, the parents have the moral obligation to make the decisions for their children, not some faceless bureaucrat, not some doctor who works for the government or anything else, but for you and I, that's what makes us we the people. And fundamentally, because we're a republic, and this is something I've been hammering on the show, is people need to realize we are the sovereigns, not the elected officials, certainly not unelected bureaucrats. We the people are the sovereigns. As you said at the beginning, they work for us. And this is part of taking that back, is by sitting there saying, look, we're going to support these bills because we want that to be done the right way. And it needs to kind of feather out from there to all the fronts that we're being assaulted on. Most, I mean, the Second Amendment, not just in hunting. At this point, every level with red flag gun laws, all these things being proposed, our First Amendment rights, the ability to have the conversation we're having right now. I mean, there's people that think we should be turned off because somehow we're offending them. Therefore, we don't have the right to speak. That's not what our Constitution says.
Joe, was that you next to me genuflecting at the altar of truth, logic, and common sense this morning?
Every morning.
Joe, what I hear from you and what I, you know, I've been sharing campfires since the 1970s with people who saw my wonderful fire-breathing rock and roll celebration. I mean, come on. Nobody has flames coming out of their ass like my music does. I have so much fun with my music. And in my interviews, I would say, where does this energy come from? Number one, I'm clean and sober because I want to get close to a white-tailed deer with my bow and arrow. And if you're drunk or stoned, you're going to have to buy chicken. In fact, somebody will probably have to buy it for you. So I've always celebrated my hunting lifestyle, so people have come to me, again, for 50 years, Joe. Well, how do I get into the sport? What kind of gun should I get? Where can I go hunting? How do I get started? So I started Sunrise Safaris, and Joe, what you just said, I've heard nonstop from great American families around these campfires. This weekend, again, I do it every weekend, September, October, November, and I have anywhere from 15 to 25 family members from all across America. People come from Germany and Spain to hunt with me, because I'm so much fun, Joe, and I hear exactly what you say. Common sense is common and sensible, but not in the bureaucracies out there. So everybody should go to hunternation.org. And by the way, it's not just about hunting rights. It's about making sure that we have God, family, country, Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the work ethic that drives the American dream, that a candidate, if he doesn't stand for God, family, country, and hunting rights, he's a bad guy. He's just not a good American. So hunternation.org is literally the vetting system by which conservative families can decide, does this candidate really represent my best interest as a hardworking American? Because if he does, we're going to get everybody we know to support him. And if he doesn't, we're throwing his ass out.
Well, and one of the things I know you've been working on, you were working on it prior to the 2020 election, is activating hunters, because despite the fact that, I've, you know, as you said, in their hearts, they're our kind of people, but they haven't always been as politically active as they could be. And I was looking at some of the stats back then that it's kind of mind-blowing the numbers that are out there that don't actively get involved in the electoral process, and what a difference that would make, assuming we have fair, free elections, what the difference that would make if those guys were coming out and voting, taking that one weekend or that one weekday off during the hunting season to make sure they're casting their vote to make that difference and to protect these laws.
Bingo, bingo, ditto, ditto. We bought the stats, Joe. HunterNation.org bought the statistics of every licensed hunter in America, and we referenced them to the voting records. Worse than Marxism, worse than the Democrats, worse than liberals, worse than communism is apathy by an American who bends over and let rotten anti-American punks get in policy-making position. So we found out that, Joe, it was heartbreaking. The percentage of licensed hunters that weren't even registered. These guys squawk the loudest around the campfires, but you can't keep yelling, you know that damn house is on fire over there. I hate when that house is burning. Shut up and get some water.
Exactly.
You need to get involved. So HunterNation.org literally is the fist in the fight, the culture war that has turned into the spiritual war. And Joe, believe me when I, and you sound like you already understand truth, logic, and common sense and live it, because it's the conservative families in America that are epitomized by the licensed hunting families, down to earth, grounded, hands-on conservation, the moral responsibility to manage wildlife. And by the way, when you manage wildlife as good as hunting families have in North America, that's where your clean air, soil, and water comes from.
Proper management.
Habitat. So it really is the foundation of the American dream and quality of life. We have the best hunting on planet Earth in spite of the bureaucrats. So HunterNation.org is the boots-on-the-ground army to get these hunting regulations simplified that are science-based. Based on population.
But actual science is what you're talking about. Not bureaucratic science.
Our players can figure this stuff out, man.
Ted, we've got to hit the break, but when we come back, we have a preview of your album I Want to Play. Plus, we just got by email, one of the token liberals listening to the show has a question for you. So let's hit the break. We come back. We'll be back with Ted Nugent. We'll hear a preview from his album, as well as his answer to this question about the Second Amendment from one of our token liberals. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Joe Radio Show.